With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Despite the Federal Reserve's attempts to corral inflation, wholesale prices jumped 2.6% last month from year-ago levels, a larger increase than economists were forecasting. President Biden not budging from his insistence that he will not drop out of the race for the White House, despite a growing number of Democrats urging him to do so. At yesterday's news conference, Mr. Biden took questions from a pre-approved list of reporters supplied by his staff. He read from a teleprompter as well. And there were some cringeworthy moments before and during the event.
Facing intense scrutiny over his advanced age and mental acuity, the president made a gaffe at the NATO summit when he introduced Ukrainian President Zelensky.
Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin.
Later, at a high-stakes press conference, Mr. Biden mistakenly identified his own vice president, Kamala Harris.
I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president. But I think she's not qualified to be president.
The president insisted he's up to the job and is the best qualified candidate in the race. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, the heat wave holding so much of the country in its grip is not letting go yet. Too hot to do much of anything outside. Even walking the dog requires some advanced planning in Vegas.
If I don't get out by 8:30 in the morning, then it's not going to happen that day. Because even in the evenings, last night at 10 o'clock, when I let them out to go potty their last time before I went to bed, it was still 109.
And it's hot and humid in Houston as well. A utility company executive there warns that about a half million homes and businesses will not have electricity into next week. Widespread outages from Hurricane Beryl persist. CenterPoint Energy says power has been restored to more than a million homes and businesses. On Wall Street, the Dow trading 135 points higher. The Nasdaq is up 55. This is SRN News. An Alabama inmate has a religious-based request.
64-year-old Keith Gavin is scheduled to be executed later this month, and the Alabama inmate is asking the state not to perform an autopsy on his body because of his Muslim faith. According to a lawsuit, his attorneys write that Gavin is a devout Muslim, and his religion teaches that the human body is a sacred temple. They argue that an autopsy would violate the sanctity of keeping his human body intact. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Same-sex marriage on the ballot in California this November. Residents will be voting on Proposition 3, a proposed amendment. It would remove the ban on same-sex marriage from the state's constitution. Voters supported that ban in 2008, but the U.S. Supreme Court has prevented California from enforcing the ban since 2013. The proposed amendment would remove the ban, replacing it with language saying the right to marry is a fundamental right. This is SRN News. Virginia Congressman Bob Good petitions for a recount.
It comes after state election officials say he narrowly lost a Republican primary to a challenger backed by former President Trump. The Good campaign said Thursday it filed the recount petition in Goochland County outside of Richmond. Earlier this month, the State Board of Elections declared State Senator John McGuire the winner over Good in the 5th Congressional District primary. McGuire's margin of victory was 374 votes out of nearly 63,000 ballots cast. Good was entitled to a recount because the margin of victory is less than a percentage point. McGuire's campaign said a recount is pointless and that McGuire is the winner. Keith Peters reporting.
1 year after catastrophic flooding, Vermont has been slammed again. This time, at least two people lost their lives as the remnants of Hurricane Beryl unleashed flash flooding, resulting in more than 100 swift water rescues. More details, SRNNews.com.